There is nuclear news from Iran today. The Iranian government has signed a key agreement to open its nuclear facilities to international inspections. Iran's representative and the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency signed the agreement in Vienna, Austria. Earlier, I spoke about this development with George Perkovich. He's vice president for studies at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. He joined us by phone from his office in Washington. And we began with a question of what reservations, the concerns of the international community about Iran's nuclear program and specifically its potential development of nuclear weapons.
Through investigations by the International Atomic Energy Agency, we've actually documented a long list of abuses, as it were, by Iran. In other words, clandestine efforts to produce highly enriched uranium, which is a bomb material, to separate plutonium, which is another nuclear bomb material. These and other activities had previously been denied by Iran, and they violate prior agreements Iran made not to do such work without notifying people. So these were very serious documented breaches.
There have been a series of inspections. There's been a process that's been underway for several months with various international representatives hoping that Iran would get to the point of signing this accord. Does this, in your view, actually solve the problem from the standpoint of the international community?
This doesn't solve the problem at all, but it's a necessary step towards solving it. In other words, this additional protocol basically requires Iran to declare every nuclear facility it has, but also any that it is contemplating in the future, and then gives, in essence, a search warrant to the international community that says you can come in and search any of these places or any other place you want. That's all very good and necessary, but there's much more that needs to be done before we rest assured that Iran is not making nuclear weapons.
How will that process go forward?
Well, what needs to happen is, under existing laws and treaties, Iran would be entitled to go ahead and enrich uranium, which is how you produce material for bombs, or separate plutonium. The only requirement would be that you have to allow inspectors to watch this process and make sure you don't sneak off some of the material. What we want, given Iran's past record, we don't want them to have those facilities on their soil in any case. In other words, it doesn't make sense to have Iran separating enrichment, building bomb materials at all. And that's what has to be negotiated now. Iran in October agreed to suspend such activities, all right, but they didn't put a timeline on how long they would suspend these activities.
And they didn't promise to never undertake them again.
And that, exactly. And so what has to happen now, the two steps that have to happen now is, first, Iran has to define suspension. What activities actually are you suspending? What does suspension mean? That has to be defined in conjunction with the international community, number one. Number two, to turn that suspension into a permanent cessation, to say, all right, we won't have these facilities on our soil. To get Iran to agree to that, though, you're going to have to make a deal. You have to give them incentives.
George Perkovich, Vice President for Studies at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, speaking with us from Washington. George, thank you.
Thank you.